self.
Y'all let me know if I'm the crazy one here, because I can't wrap my brain around this shit to save my life. We got people literally camping in the streets, crying, lighting candles, holding signs, getting fucking arrested, doing the most for people who broke into this country illegally. But when it comes to American veterans sleeping under bridges, suddenly there's not even a fucking thought. A man, a woman, because that's all the fuck there is, can wear the uniform, deploy overseas, miss their kids growing up, come home broken, physically, mentally, spiritually, and the government goes, best we could do is a waitlist and a pamphlet. But someone crosses the border illegally, housing, healthcare, here's food, legal protection. Here's a fucking debit card. Are y'all out of y'all minds? I don't want to hear you can care about both. Stop lying. If you cared about both,
do your thing, brother.
Vets would be sleeping on sidewalks in the country they defended.
That's right.
Act like vets are an inconvenience. And once the uniform comes off, apparently so does the give a fuck. If you've ever screamed no human is illegal but walked past a homeless vet like he was invisible, you're not moral. You're a fraud. Cities are cutting checks for people who shouldn't even be here. Hotel rooms, prepaid cards, free healthcare. Translators, legal defense. Meanwhile, a veteran with PTSD has to prove he's broken enough to deserve a fucking Nutri-Grain bar. You got illegals getting better benefits than the people who paid into the system their entire damn lives. Explain that to me slowly and use crayon if you have to. Y'all would shut down traffic for someone who hopped a fence, but won't block a single street for the Marine who hopped on a fucking grenade and came home invisible. And you weird ass politicians love to say we don't have the money, but somehow there's always enough money for people who aren't fucking citizens. That's not a lack of funds. That's a choice. You want to open borders because it makes you feel virtuous. But you won't open your fucking couch to a homeless vet. I bet that shit. If you think America owes the world everything but owes its own nothing, you don't love this country. You love the image of yourself pretending to give a shit.
That's right.
You got influencers crying on camera for engagement. Tears queued up like it's a fucking audition. Look at me fighting for illegals. I'm such a good person. Where's that same energy for the veteran sleeping behind a Walmart dumpster? Oh, wait. Homeless veterans don't trend. They don't boost engagement. They don't
That's right.
to a 30-second reel with sad piano music. So instead, you post border clips, slap a hashtag on it, and collect views while doing absolutely nothing of substance. You'll call ICE evil from your fucking air-conditioned-ass apartment, but won't donate a jacket or a single fucking minute to a vet shelter.
Go ahead, bro.
That shit is monetized outrage. Fix our house first. Honor the people who built and defended it. Then we could talk about having guests over. Until that shit happens, don't talk to me about compassion.
Monetized outrage. Thank you so much, bro. And I can tell that he's a veteran. I can tell that he fought for this country. And if he didn't, he comes off with that type of spirit, the type of spirit of person that actually give two sugar honey iced teas about this country and about the people who fought for this country. In my videos, I've been talking